From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. In the wake of the high school shooting that killed 17 people, Parkland, Florida community members took part in a demonstration Sunday. Augustin Hernandez, a 17-year-old, attends a school nearby the shooting.
This could have happened at any school, you know.
Right across from the rally, community members placed flowers and candles at a shrine in honor of the victims of the shooting. Survivors of last week's Florida high school massacre have announced a march on Washington and other major U.S. cities next month to demand tangible action so to prevent future school shootings. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says evidence of Russia tampering in the 2016 presidential campaign was clear-cut Friday after indictments were levied against 13 individuals and three Russian companies.
And as you can see with the FBI indictment, the evidence is now really incontrovertible and available in the public domain.
President Donald Trump on Sunday said he believes Russia has been widely successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election because of the subsequent months-long investigations it has spawned. France reaffirmed its commitment to the Iran nuclear deal Monday, saying it wanted to be strictly implemented and was continuing talks with its European and U.S. partners on the program. The foreign ministry said France was concerned about Iran's ballistic missile program and its activities in the region, mentioning its support for the Houthi rebels in Yemen, but making no mention of its role in Syria. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. South Africa's opposition criticized new President Cyril Ramaphosa's first State of the Nation address, questioning whether the new president has a concrete plan to address the nation's many challenges. Democratic Alliance Party leader Musi Maimane challenged Ramaphosa to make good on his promises.
By start removing ministers who have already shown themselves to be compromised.
Ramaphosa will have a chance to tackle the criticism he's faced on Tuesday when he appears in Parliament to address and refute points raised as on Monday's parliamentary session. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Sunday that he is intent on keeping the channels of communication open with North Korea and is listening for an indication that Kim Jong-un's government is ready to talk. Last week, Tillerson said that North Korea knew what had to be on the table for discussions to take place.
It's really up to the North Koreans to decide when they're ready to engage with us in a sincere way, a meaningful way.
The shift in tone coming from the Trump administration towards supporting unconditional exploratory talks with Pyongyang has come in response to the Olympic detente negotiated by South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was quoted as telling Russian President Vladimir Putin in a phone call Monday that Syria's government will face consequences if it reaches an agreement with the Kurdish YPG militia against Turkey's military operation. Turkish broadcaster CNN Turk said Erdogan told Putin that Turkey's offensive, dubbed Operation Olive Branch, would continue as planned. Iran's Press TV is reporting that the search and rescue teams have reached the site of the plane crash that killed all 65 passengers. Julian Satterthwaite has the details.
One day after a fatal airline crash in central Iran, the wreckage has finally been found. Iranian state TV say the debris was located near Dengezlu city in the province of Isfahan. The rescue search had been hampered by bad weather conditions in this mountainous region, making access to local towns increasingly difficult. The cause of the accident is not yet known. Iran has suffered several plane crashes in the past few decades. Tehran says U.S. sanctions prevented it from importing new aircraft or spare parts.
That was Julian Satterthwaite. The United States will play for a gold medal in women's hockey for the third straight Olympics. Four-time defending champion Canada will be waiting for them. The Americans had a 5-0 victory over Finland in the semifinals, a score that Canada matched against the Russians later Monday to set up the gold medal showdown between the two premier women's hockey teams. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.